Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy silly season and welcome to the show. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we have breaking news within the last hour. As you've likely heard by now, Jordan Poole is on his way to New Orleans in exchange for CJ McCollum, a couple of other players involved in the deal as well. And we'll get the awkward part out of the way first, Anthony. Kelly Olynyk's going to be a Wizard?
Does not sit right with my spirit, Craig. It does not.
Yeah, that part's a little awkward considering what happened in 2016. But he's a great vet, I think, a great guy to have around, even if he did absolutely smash our souls back in 2016. If you're a Wizards fan and that Game 7 when he was with the Boston Celtics. That said, this is an incredibly smart tactical trade by the Washington Wizards, which I will get to, but I don't want to miss the human side of this first and just say, oh, let's get into the cap sheet element of this and what all that means and why the Wizards are doing this, which is very much cap sheet spreadsheet more so than it is person player type of stuff here. Jordan Poole was an excellent member of the Washington Wizards. He was traded here as the second order of business after Beal got traded to Phoenix. After Beal got traded to Phoenix, Chris Paul isn't part of that trade coming here. Immediately, the Wizards flip Paul to Golden State, and they get Jordan Poole. At that point, Jordan Poole was broken in a lot of ways. And he was coming off the incident with Draymond Green, the video coming out. Just a total disappearance and dissolution of his skills and his impact or what his impact. Obviously, he still had the skill in there and was kind of a lost soul in many ways in terms of what his NBA future looked like. He went from the heir apparent to Steph Curry to like, is this guy even a good NBA player? And Jordan came here and he worked his ass off and he set a great example of what it meant to be a professional. Like, he's silly. He's goofy. I saw on Instagram, like, Bub Carrington posted a couple of photos of he and Jordan, and the first one he had the heartbreak emoji on. Like, he's going to be missed around the locker room. The good news is CJ McCollum, assuming that the Wizards keep him and don't buy him out or flip him immediately as part of some kind of larger deal, and I can get into those details in a second. Like, CJ is an A-plus dude and is the absolute right kind of guy. But what I don't want to do is just on the way out the door be like, all right, Jordan Poole did a bunch of wacky stuff. He creates a bunch of internet memes. And yeah, there are some meme-worthy moments. That's the Jordan Poole experience. But behind the scenes, that dude worked his face off. And the first, 6 months of his Wizards tenure on the floor were brutal. He was bad in terms of production, but he kept working and he kept working and he kept working. And part of that was the role that he was put in. And that's part of the reason Wes Unseld Jr. was let go, was the inflexibility that he had. Ultimately, Brian Keefe comes in and he and BK, Jordan and BK have like this really pretty intense conversation about his role and what they want from him. And he gets put on the ball more, but has to come off the bench. And then eventually injuries bring him back to the starting lineup. And at the tail end of 23-24, Jordan Poole was a really good basketball player again. And last year, they limited his minutes because they were trying to get a bunch of young guys experience. And obviously there's some strategic planning going on in terms of where they wanted their draft pick to be. And that didn't wind up working out in terms of the best lottery odds. But if they had fallen farther than six, it might have been because Jordan Poole was playing really good ball. Jordan Poole was very, very good for long stretches of last season. He's a good basketball player. And he's a professional, and he worked. And because of the silly goofiness and because of some of the hilarious things that he occasionally says, I do not think that people understand how much people in that building love him for the pro that he is. And I do not want to dismiss that on the way out. New Orleans is getting a useful player, someone who can take shot volume in varying amounts next to Zion, who, if Zion's hurt, okay, we're going to give the ball to Jordan Poole and we have someone to run offense. That is a really valuable thing. I think in the best version of what New Orleans is, Jordan is kind of a super sub. Zion is the star. Guys like Herb Jones are really good, but this is not a Pelicans show. This is a Wizards show. So to land the plane on why the Wizards do this, now that we've paid Jordan Poole his proper respect. By the way, the local kid, Zeke Bey, also in this trade, unfortunately, is never going to get a chance to play for the Wizards. He had the injury and was out all of last year. I know they liked what they saw from him, but ultimately, Keyshawn George, Bilal Coulibaly, on down the list of wings that they have guys at that position. And Bey was on a two-year, had 2 years remaining on his deal. And so they add him to Poole, who also had 2 years remaining, in exchange for McCollum and Olynyk, who have 1 year remaining. And now we've arrived at why the Wizards make the deal. In 2026, the Wizards will have now nearly $100 million in cap space, which immediately means, oh God, are they going to go big fish hunting? Because that doesn't ever work. And I don't think that is what they're going to try to do. It would not make sense with the timeline that they are on. Now, if they had won the draft lottery and Cooper Flagg was going to be the pick and we thought by year two or three they could be really good, would that make sense? Sure. But and do they certainly hope that whoever they draft at six or if they move around in this draft, whoever they draft tomorrow night is going to be a star player? Like, of course, that'd be sick if that worked out that way. Oh, yeah, we had such bad lottery luck that we fell to the spot, used our scouting ability, and drafted a star anyway. Like, sometimes you got to make it work. But presuming that they don't get their superstar, and Bilal and all these other guys that are here, Bub, Alex Sarr, et cetera, are already here, are not ready to be like championship level players yet in 2026, you're not going to go big fish hunting in 2026. So if a star, and there are a couple that are going to be expiring contracts and be available in free agency that year if they don't sign extensions prior to, it wouldn't make sense to bring them in. And the diligence that Michael Winger and Will Dawkins have had, I just don't think that's what they would want to do. My guess is they are looking at a changing NBA landscape where no team can afford anything. And they're going, let's see who's got to have a fire sale. Look at the Boston Celtics this morning. Late last night, I found out when I woke up this morning. They trade Jrue Holiday, an essential part of their championship team, away for a much younger player in Anfernee Simons, which, like, okay, fine, a lot of people like Simons, but he ain't Jrue Holiday. They do it because Simons costs less, and it helps them avoid the luxury tax. It saves them a ton of cash for the ownership group, and it also, assuming that they make other deals as well, they can try to avoid the second apron, which allows them to have more flexibility moving forward because Jason Tatum's going to miss all of next year with a torn Achilles. And so, who's that team next year? We don't know. And that's the thing. You have to be flexible enough to make the move when opportunity becomes available. But in this era of second apron and teams trying to avoid it, and the first apron, which comes with its own set of complications, not as severe as the second, but the second is basically a hard cap. The only way teams are going to be over the second apron and lock themselves in that way from a restrictive roster building standpoint, which they can only do for short periods of time before they lose future draft picks. The penalties are stiff. That means that teams are going to try to avoid it, which means they're going to have to trade high salary players. There are teams who are willing to take high salary players that, even if they're not ready to win with those players, will take the salary You just attached, you know, one, two first-round picks to it. We got ourselves a deal. We get what we want, draft capital. You get what you want, cap flexibility. There's no team now in 2026, as far as I know, who is better suited to take on a bad contract, quote-unquote bad contract. It may not even be that bad of a contract. They might get a good player in 2026 on a high contract, but one that the current team can't afford. And so you do that, this move, cutting two-year deals to one-year deals to open up immense salary cap space. You don't touch the core of your team, the young core, right? Poole, while he was a core, if you were talking about 2025 players, like he's not going to be a part of their core likely when they would have started really winning. He would be, you know, in his late 20s, early 30s, which like could be helpful, but I think they also would like to see the ball in guys like Bub Carrington's hands more, guys like Bilal Coulibaly's hands more. I think tomorrow night, now there's more shots available. If a guy like Ace Bailey falls to them, a guy like Jeremiah Fears, the point guard out of Oklahoma, who's really enticing, like he, if he comes here, he's just in a logjam at point guard. Now there's minutes and shots and you know, all that stuff available. So it opens up a lot of things, you know, kind of secondhand in the immediate for what the 2025 developmental version of the Wizards can be, and opens up more minutes and possessions, handling the ball, making decisions for their young core that is hopefully going to be a big part of what they do, or is going to be here and be the key pieces of when they win games 3 years or 2 years from now, 3 years from now, hopefully in title contention 4 or 5 years from now. And they keep the flexibility to acquire more players in the future. And whether that be tradable assets who are actual good players, or basically saying, you pay a penalty to dump your contract here, we'll take your extra first-round pick. We'll take two of your first-round picks. And if that sounds like, meh, this is how the league works. Like, the ability, this is why the Thunder have been able to build the way they've been able to build. It is why the smart teams that are successful have done things this way. And I'll give you a more concrete example. The Milwaukee Bucks, very likely next year, I don't know if they could even do it this year. And, you know, for Washington, it doesn't matter because it needs to be next year, right? So we're talking like 1 year from today between the finals and the draft, right? They're probably going to want to move off Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard next year is going to make, where did his contract go? He is going to make $56 million over the course of the extension that he signed. So Lillard in 2025 is going to make 54. He's going to make $58 million. He's got a player option for $58 million in 2026, 2027. There ain't going to be a lot of teams around the NBA that can trade for Damian Lillard. The Washington Wizards can't. And they're not trading for Damian Lillard to trade for Damian Lillard. I mean, having Dame would be cool. Dame's a good basketball player. We'll see if at that point he'll be like 36, 37 years old and coming off an Achilles. I don't think Dame Lillard's certainly going to be the Portland Dame Lillard or even what we saw in Milwaukee pre-injury. But you know what Milwaukee does have? They got some draft picks. They have a pick swap situation with New Orleans in 2026. In 2027, they've got another like pick swap situation that potentially could be traded. 2028, same thing. Washington's actually already involved in that one, so they could, you know, move around some of the protections to be make it more likely that the Wizards get it. But they have their own 2031 first round pick, which even if they rebuild around Giannis by 2031, which, you know, is hopefully the Wizards are already good by then, but that's going to be the post-Giannis era no matter what, basically, in Milwaukee. Giannis is in his early 30s now, and 2031, closer than it's ever been before. That's how time works. But it is 6 years away. And so let's say the Wizards are very, very good in 2031, a la the Thunder this year, and Milwaukee all of a sudden is bad. And back in the summer of 2026, the Wizards acquired Damian Lillard and the 2031 pick for Milwaukee, unprotected, for something. whatever they need to do to make the math work. All of a sudden, you have an extra high draft pick when you're good. That's how you do it. That's how this league works. And so what the Wizards have done is availed themselves to that. They've availed themselves to acquiring assets in a way that not only a lot of other teams cannot, but in a way that is going to happen more and more and more and more as teams try to avoid the second apron, avoid a more punitive luxury tax, avoid the first apron, and are going to have to flip expensive pieces the second their title windows close. Sounds like a smart trade to me, but I'm just the guy with the radio show. It's the Hoffman Show. That's this radio show here on the Team 980. Anthony, now I get to check my work. Did that all make sense? Did that translate well? Do you have any further questions on the math, on the players, on the things?
No, I think you did a phenomenal job explaining everything. Like, you hit on a lot of the bases.
Okay, that's good. I'm trying to think of the other things that are important. First of all, as if, by the way, you're watching on YouTube, now here's the trade in a full screen graphic instead of, which I guess I could have had up while I was talking. But you got to see my face, so you're welcome for that. That was a joke. The Wizards get CJ McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and the second round pick involved there is a 2027 second rounder that it actually is Chicago's pick. Poole, Bay, and number 40 in the draft this year are on the way to New Orleans. The thing about CJ, too, is, and something that I've talked to Wizards folks about, is when they first got here, and I've said this on the show before, so for some of you that are regular listeners and engage with the Wizards content, the Wizards portion of the show, this is not new to you. They brought in some vets. They were like, ah, dang it, we missed on that. It wasn't the right vets. They care a lot about who is setting the tone in their locker room. That's why they prioritized certain guys last year, guys like Valanciunas, even though he's only here for so long. Like, they wanted Jonas Valanciunas because of who he is as a professional. They wanted Marcus Smart and Chris Middleton. I mean, yeah, they had to make certain moves for certain reasons. They wanted AJ Johnson as well, but like, Middleton's a guy they were like, ooh, we don't need you as Chris Middleton player. We're not expecting you to be multiple-time All-Star because we realize, like, you're banged up, you're older, you don't have that level of performance in you on a night-to-night basis anymore. That's okay. We'll take what Chris Middleton player is, but we want Chris Middleton pro. We want Chris Middleton, the guy that was in the G League that became an All-Star and an NBA champion, to show all these other young, talented players that we have how to be a pro and a champion, and that way we get the best out of them. Like, that's what we want. And CJ McCollum is not only an absolute pros pro, late lottery pick out of Lehigh, who has carved out a near, what is this, going to be like year 15 for him or something like that? This dude was the president of the NBA PA. He is as respected of a pro as there literally is in the league. He took over for Chris Paul as the president of the Players Association, and I think might be the current still president of the Players Association. He is as respected as a pro, as a vet, as a man, as there is in the entire NBA. And so to have that, not to mention, like, his play style, if you're trying to open up minutes and shots and possessions for Bob Carrington, he can play that complimentary too. He's a combo guard. So, like, if you need to have him on the ball and take possessions, he can. But if you want him to be an off-ball player, he obviously played with Dame in Portland, and that was, you know, his prime. So either way, you get a guy who can supplement Bub, who can complement Bub, and I think that is a really valuable thing. He can play with Smart, he can play with Middleton. Like, he's just super plug and play no matter who's on the floor. You know, he's never going to be a problem in the locker room. In fact, he's going to be an incredible asset in the locker room. So, like, McCollum is one of the guys, if I was looking at expiring contracts around the league, was one of the guys that I was like, that dude feels like what they want here. And they went and got him. To me, this is very, very smart. I'm sure other folks have questions, and there are, of course, potential drawbacks. We can attack some of those. I don't want to pretend like this is foolproof. Just another step on the path to dynastic championship contention. in the 2030s for the Washington Wizards, because there's, of course, risk involved. And to not acknowledge that would be silly. So let's do this. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. We are going to take your calls. Jordan Poole is headed to the Pelicans, and we discuss your reaction to it next on the Team 980.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Offman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we are now live on YouTube. And nothing like when you have breaking news and you give a 20-minute, really well-thought-out take with loads of information that's going to set the basis of your entire show to just not hit go on the stream. And so you're just tuning in on YouTube. Yeah, the show does start at 4 o'clock. Yeah, I did forget to start the stream today. So you're going to have to go to the Odyssey app or the Hoffman Show podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, and listen to my full 20-minute or 15-minute explanation of kind of where I am on this from all of it. But we're going to keep rolling. I've said all that stuff, and now you get to join us in all the callers. So Anthony, should I just go, or should I give a recap? I guess I can give a quick recap.
Yeah, quick recap.
Some folks might just be getting in their car and joining us on the radio and in the audio stream as well. So, real quick, the breaking news, of course, and I didn't do this in the first segment either, which, you know, is basically criminal.
Breaking news.
Oh, snap, news is broken. Breaking news.
The Washington Wizards have traded Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey, as well as the number 40 pick in Thursday night's second round of the NBA draft, to the New Orleans Pelicans in exchange for C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a 2027 draft pick that is actually the Chicago Bulls' second-round pick that will now reroute through New Orleans here to D.C. The biggest, most important thing to know in this trade is that Poole and Bay were on two-year contracts. McCollum and Olynyk are on one-year contracts. So the Wizards now have almost $100 million in cap space available to them in 2026. I do not think that means they will go big fish hunting in 2026. What I do think that will allow them to do is take on a potentially bad contract in exchange, or I mean, just a high contract that a team is trying to offload in exchange for some draft capital being attached to it. Or they could get a good player that another team just can't afford. So maybe they go trade market hunting in 2026. But that is the way I see it. I think this is smart. I think this is the way business is done. And I think this is extra smart considering the league now has all these roster building restrictions, second apron that you've heard a million things about, that is basically a hard cap that teams are desperate to stay under, meaning they're going to have to sell off high priced assets. And, you know, if you're one of the only places that can do it, that can take on an asset that's really expensive, then you can also jack up the price. Oh, no, we're not going to do it for that. I heard you really don't want to pay that separate second apron. So how about you add on that second pick or an extra pick swap, or we take the protection off of that pick. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Your thoughts on any part of this, Poole leaving, McCollum coming in, the draft capital, whatever else. Let's go to Saeed in Upper Marlboro. Saeed, thanks for calling. You are back on the Hoffman Show, my friend.
Hey, So the only way that I look at this trade and say, all right, you know, okay, I'll consider it, is if I'm thinking that this is basically a culture trade, that I'm just looking for somebody who maybe is a little bit, you know, wiser with the basketball, maybe can be more of a mentor. But usually you don't spend 30 plus million a season on that, do you? Like, I don't know. I just feel like from that aspect, you know, if we're looking at this kind of like, you know, the Commanders, grabbing a couple vets to come in and kind of over, all right, I see it. But otherwise, stats wise, it's very similar. Contract wise, it's very similar, except for the extra year, of course, which makes me wonder why Pelicans would have done this. But other than that, I'm not really wowed. I feel like this has got buyout written all over it. I just don't know that you bring in this guy for a year of mentoring your guys. I'm not buying it just yet. And I listened to your whole explanation.
So let's play that out though. Let's play it out, right? Let's say even they buy CJ McCollum out. He's like, hey guys, I would like to go somewhere to go ring chasing. I've never won a title. Can you guys please pay me my money and let me go? Or pay some portion of my money and let me go? Sure, fine, whatever. Okay, then what?
Right, like, but that's, yeah, yeah, like, that's my point.
But it's also my point is like, okay, in 2025, 2026, it doesn't matter how much they win. Like, it just doesn't. In fact, the most it matters that the Wizards win in 2025, 2026 is that they have one of the worst records in the league, so that their top eight protected draft pick in what is an even more loaded draft than this year's draft does not go to the New York Knicks. If they pick nine or worse, the pick is gone. They've got to finish in the bottom eight, which means finishing with, they dropped from 2 to 6 this year, so that's four. That's finishing with one of the four worst records in the league. Otherwise, you are risking a bad lottery luck, and you don't win in 20, and you lose draft pick.
I think we both agree that this year is kind of, you know, we'll see how this year goes. But like, even if we held on to Poole, and by the way, that other draft pick, the 40 some odd pick, whatever it is, even if we held on to him, are we saying that next year we feel like nobody would want Poole's contract, and we couldn't have traded him away then?
So otherwise,
why wouldn't you keep?
Yeah, that's the valid question, right? Is like, what it is the return for Poole enough? And that's the part I didn't really tackle in the first 15. So here,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I just don't see, like, if they told me if not that the team has to go through me, contrary to what I think. but if I was sitting there in the front office and I was making this decision and somebody said, you know, we can get CJ McCollum for $16 million a year versus the 32, 33, or 34 that we're given Pool, I'd be like, all right, you know, that's actually, this could be really good, but you're not, if you are keeping him this year, you're still dropping 30 plus.
Right, but this year doesn't matter. Like the cap element, plus in the NBA, trades have to be more or less dollar for dollar. If you're a second apron team, which the Wizards and the Pelicans are not, they don't have to be literally dollar for dollar. And salaries can't be aggregated. There's a whole bunch of restrictions that are crazy. But
yeah. Like, no, I'm with you. I'm just saying that for me at the end of the day.
The numbers are going to be even. That second year is everything, though. Like, hold on. We can get off of money in 2 years as opposed to having to pay Jordan Poole for 2 years. So instead of having Jordan Poole for $30 million in 2026, 2027, we now have a hole. And we can take in whoever
we
want.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That,
I'm just saying
I think that is super valuable. And I guess the other part of this, and this is where I think more people are probably going to want to chime in, is like, who says you're going to get a better deal for Poole later? I mean, think about a year ago, what you could have gotten for Kyle Kuzma, and they were like, let's wait and see if someone gets desperate at the deadline. And then Kuz was not good. He was very not good. For the first half of the season, they have to trade him, not for pennies on the dollar, but certainly, you know, 80 cents, 70 cents on the dollar, probably compared to what they got. And I know they like AJ Johnson, but they definitely could have gotten more for Kyle Kuzma last summer than they did at the trade deadline. And so
that's why I'm saying at the end of the day, I think it's 60 to 70% culture, 30 to 40%, depending how you look at it. Contract stuff, because I do think Jordan Poole
Poole was a bad culture guy. Like Jordan
here's what I mean. I'm talking about on court culture. Jordan Poole is a gunslinger. He's the kind that likes to, you know, pull up to the logo and shoot. When you got new guys and you don't want them going after that, McCollum is more your guy than Jordan Poole. Let it rip, Jordan Poole. That's what I'm saying.
I still think it's 70% contract. Like, maybe. I think your percentages are backwards. But I get what you're saying. Like, I think what you're saying they would tell you is a nice positive. And like, they're not going to bring in a total knucklehead. Like that's clear. They've made that very clear. Like their core tenets are togetherness and joy. And like, in a lot of ways, Jordan Poole was great for that stuff. Like the joy he brought to the locker room was something that they really valued. The joy he brings to playing basketball, in part because of the gunslingerness, is that. But sure, like, hey, let's be a little bit more disciplined with the basketball. Let's make sure. I do think that the on-court part, it's like, let's open up shots and possessions and minutes. I think it also opens up the possibility of who they can take versus some of these guys that were being mocked to them. I was like, I don't know how that's going to work with Poole. Like, they've only got one basketball, and we know that Jordan's best on the ball. And if you're trying to prop up his trade value, then he's going to need to be on the ball. Now, you know, it's one in the hand versus two in the bush, but what if there's nothing in the bush? Or a half in the bush.
Yeah.
And that's, that's what I, well, we're never going to know, because like, he could go to New Orleans and play really well. And that's not necessarily what it would have been here. I think that getting McCollum is like A+ on getting the type of guy that you want in your locker room and that they want in terms of the rebuild. The money part is impossibly big. And I think with the real, I think Saeed, like where I kind of land on this, I really enjoy this back and forth, because I think you tackled a couple of the things that I didn't bring up in that first 15 minutes. And it is good to talk about them with someone who sees it a little bit differently. So I really appreciate the call. But I think that the final grade on this, we're not going to know how it plays out until the next move is made a year from now, until we see how they use that cap space. And then if they use that cap space to take on a bad contract with first round picks attached, we're not going to know for a couple years after that to see how the picks actually pan out, to know like what really the value of this trade is. But I think the lesson of like the Thunder and tracing SGA and all Jalen Williams and all these guys back to the Rashard Lewis trade in 2007 is, if you just keep moving forward and getting a little bit more flexible, the chance to take a big swing here, okay, maybe we take a small step back here to take a bigger step forward later. Like, you have to stay the course with this stuff, and the smart team builders and the smart scouts and the smart cap people will eventually get it right. And I do feel pretty confident in the people that are in charge in Washington right now to eventually get it right. And that's going to come down to the individual fans' confidence and their ability to ultimately get it right, if that makes sense.
I just set a calendar appointment 2 years from now for us to revisit this. So
excellent.
Appreciate it.
All right. Awesome. I appreciate that. I certainly talked long enough for you to do it. Saeed, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 301-230-0980, your thoughts on the Jordan Poole trade as we continue here on The Hoffman Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Coming up at noon, we'll actually previously scheduled, we had our guy Paul Gallant from Houston. So Paul's still going to join us, even though the top story today is the Wizards trade. He's going to talk to us about the Kevin Durant trade to the Rockets. But we got plenty to discuss here on the Hoffman Show at 301-230-0980. The Washington Wizards have traded Jordan Poole to the New Orleans Pelicans, along with Sadiq Bey and the number 40 pick Thursday night, in exchange for C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second-round pick, Chicago's 2027 second-rounder, routed through New Orleans. Anthony, haven't had a chance to talk to you about this trade yet, so in lieu of calls, which means we have fully open lines available for anyone who wants to chime in at 301-230-0980. What are your thoughts on this trade besides a sad soul that Kelly Olynyk, former Wizards killer, perhaps the most notorious Wizards killer of the last decade and change here, is coming to D.C.?
So I definitely, that was my first thought, KO to the Wizards. I wasn't even thinking about nobody else. I am sad, though, that Jordan Poole's leaving because, again, I think his first year here, he, you know, struggled getting adjusting and acclimated to, you know, playing with us. But after that, I think, you know, even from our interactions with him at Wizards Media Day, like, the vibes were good. He seemed like he was bought into, you know, what the Wizards were trying to build here. And maybe, you know, he probably wasn't going to be one of our centerpieces for the rebuild. But still, the fact that, you know, he gave us, you know, a couple good years and, you know, it was a nice guy. And, like, you know, we got some wins. It was some fun moments. It's going to be sad to, you know, see him go. But at the same token, like, this is a part of the process. And, you know, he was just, you know, a little casualty in it all. So I'm sad to see him go.
I'm really sad to see Jordan go. And, I mean, famously, Anthony, we had a conversation last year that went very viral. Immediate day when we were talking about how many French players there were, and Jordan said, I mean, hold on. What are the chances I can find the quote real quick? If I search that, okay, if I search.
It was everywhere. Like, people were trying to use your work and everything.
Yeah, I mean, someone, I literally almost had to sue someone because they just, like, stole my stuff. And I was like, that's not cool. Let's not do that. Let's see. Can I find the quote quickly? Come on. Come on, our computer system's notoriously fast. Let's see if I can actually, better than that. When was media day? That was, we're looking for 2024. It's probably October. No, was it September? Ah, whatever. The point is, Jordan Poole looked at me and went, there's a hell of a lot of wee-wee up in here. And we said we were going to do our interview next year in... we were both going to continue to work on our French because I was at the time preparing to go to Paris for the Olympics. Or I'd just come back from the Olympics, I guess, at that point. And Jordan had spent some time in Paris over the summer, and we had both been working on our French. And we were, conversing about that. And we said next year we're going to do part of our interview in French, and now we're not going to be able to do that. So that part is very sad.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Let's see what Mark thinks. Mark's called us at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Mark, what are your thoughts on this Jordan Poole trade?
I love the vision. I see exactly. I'm on the page with you. We're getting rid of all these expiring contracts. People are failing to remember Smart, Middleton, Kelly Olynyk, McCollum, they're all expiring, and that's the way you got to win in today's NBA. So we're gathering enough cap space. We're young. I see it. I love it. This is the way we should build. We should, you know, have a team like OKC. So, you know, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
We should do more of it.
I agree. Although there's not much more to do at this point. Mark, thanks for the call. And this is, I mean, let's also trace this all the way back, right? And this is the thing I actually talked about this yesterday because I was like, you know, hey, let's see what happens over the next couple of days. But we were also talking about how Bradley Beal is stuck in Phoenix. Okay. The Wizards now next year are going to have like $100 million in cap space instead of paying Bradley Beal $50-something million on the final year of his contract. Think about that. They had the most unmovable, worst contract in the league. And Will and Michael flipped Brad to Phoenix. They got Chris Paul. Chris Paul turns into Jordan Poole at half the price. Poole now turns in to McCollum. So you essentially, in 2 years, right? Because that was, they've been in charge for 2 years.
Yep.
This will be their third draft. They took over literally like 2 years and a month ago or whatever it was. They turned Bradley Beal into CJ McCollum and freedom. That's good work right there. And I think that's the thing that you have to understand about the maneuvering in the NBA and how it works. And by the way, they still have potential pick swaps from Phoenix. They still have second round picks from Phoenix that they can use in other moves. But ultimately, they could take on whether it's a good player next year on a high contract or just a bad contract that someone wants to get rid of that has draft capital attached as a penalty, as a price. And they would still be paying Bradley Beal next year had they kept him or not been able to trade him because he just refused on the no trade clause. And now Phoenix is trying to probably buy Beal out, which I don't even know how that works. They're going to have to like stretch and waive him or waive and then stretch him to try to get the cap hits down. But they're going to, like, he has no incentive, none, outside of being told, well, then you're not going to play because we're just going to DNP you every night. We're not going to make you active. He has no incentive because of the no trade clause to take any kind of deal other than his full salary. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. Anthony, that was a big sigh.
Yeah, somebody was calling to ask about the draft party tomorrow.
Oh, that's they've got the wrong number.
Yeah.
The Wizards are having a draft party. You should go. I'm sure there's more information on their website. We're just we'll be at Wizards Draft HQ. The draft party and where the war room are in two different places. We're going to be where the war room is. I don't really know what I mean. Hopefully it will lead to some cool guests. And Linnell's going to be there. Linnell's just hanging out in the corner over there. You want to talk about this with me, don't you? What are we doing at 5:30?
5:30, we can move.
Okay, come back at 5:30. We got my guy Gallant next. Does 5:30 work for you? Excellent. All right, so Linnell is chomping at the bit to talk to me about this deal. So Willingham at 5:30. My guy Paul Gallant from Houston next. As we continue to react to the Kevin Durant trade, just while we'll slight detour next, and then the Jordan Poole trade here on your home for Wizards basketball, the Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.